A lot of that story that we want to talk about this evening is actually the story of Norman's life, starting as a little kid in Montana and ending up as a professor in Chicago. And so I know you and I had talked a little bit about his upbringing and how that has influenced both the story and also where he ended up later in life. And I think you have some slides about that as well.
Sure. This is the thing that took me longest, and I just want you to listen. In our family, there was no clear line between religion and fly fishing. We lived at the junction of great trout rivers in western Montana, and our father was a Presbyterian minister and a fly fisherman who tied his own flies and taught others. He told us about Christ's disciples being fishermen, and we were left to assume, as my brother and I did, that all first-class fishermen on the Sea of Galilee were fly fishermen, and that John, the favorite, was a dry fly fisherman. Now, that's just three sentences. But once I read those three sentences, first of all, nobody that I knew would ever mention the word religion in a short story, let alone a novella. But once I read that, and I think once anybody reads it, it's pretty tough to put down the story. Right, because that juxtaposition of fly fishing and religion is moving you on so many levels. It moves you because it's so unusual, first of all, and you don't hear those things put together, or you didn't. Now no English-speaking fly fisherman on the planet, I think, would not recognize those opening lines. But back then, They were even more astonishing, and I think hearing Norman read them is important too, because you can hear that this is a guy already, just in his voice, who is looking at a shorter time ahead than behind.